If you've been looking at your TSP balance today or end of last week, probably pretty excited about it, especially if you were in the CSI funds headed upward, everything headed north. I came back from vacation last week to see the S&P 500 just blew right through 950. And so the share prices in the C fund headed north as well. Talking about that euphoria for the rest of this hour with Gary Emilio, former director of the executive director of the Thrift Savings Plan. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Francis, good to be with you.
Nice to have you. And Gary, of course, part of the in-depth Council of Economic Advisors, which will be reconvening on this program at 2 o'clock on August the 7th. And Gary, one member along with Bob Lines, one of the hosts of For Your Benefit here on Federal News Radio, and an accounting and tax expert, CPA, and Rebecca Schreiber, a certified financial planner with Solid Ground Financial Planning in Silver Spring. She specializes in working with federal employees. And we did our first one, what's it been now, about 3 weeks ago, Gary?
It has.
And it seems like it was just yesterday. We got a lot of great information out there. And before we get going today, I want to remind folks, if you have some questions for our economic wizards, I want you to send them to FROSE, F-R-O-S-E, at federalnewsradio.com, and we'll talk about them in it's about a week and a half, 2 weeks or so till we get you guys all together again. As I said at the beginning, Gary, we're looking at our statements or going online and seeing the share prices overall, and everything in the equity funds headed up because of what we've been seeing in the markets, not just here but overseas over the last couple of weeks. And with your experience of being at the Thrift Savings Plan, is this the time when we see all these folks who thought that they were getting out at the right time as these shares were headed south, trying to get back in again?
Unfortunately, there is truth to that. And this is something that all investment professionals preach to their clients and to anyone who will listen, is hang on. You hear people in bad times like we've gone through for the past 6, 8, 9 months saying, I lost X amount of dollars in my account. And as we say, you didn't lose it if you didn't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You merely declined. Look at it as an opportunity to purchase more shares at a lower cost. Now, a lot of folks don't have the stomach for that, but we try to encourage folks not to sell out if you're in for the long haul. Now what's happened is the folks who sold out after their shares slid down dramatically and who are buying back now that they've risen somewhat, some of them will have less shares as a result. Now, this is not a significant proportion of individuals, and certainly not a significant proportion of TSP participants, but it's out there.
Yeah. Since it's not a significant number of TSP participants, do you think sometimes the Francis Roses of the world get too hung up on the people who do it? Do I think about this kind of thing too much, Gary?
No, I think it's a very valuable public service that you're doing, because even one person is one too many. But, you know, it's difficult to track the individual number of participants who are doing it. We generally would look at overall assets shifting back and forth. But if you're talking about, even if you're talking about not a majority of the TSP's 4 million participants, even if it's in the hundreds of thousands of people, that may be a small percentage of all the participants. That's still a lot of individuals.
Well, to be fair, I want to make sure people understand, I'm not saying I don't understand why it's tempting to do it. I mean, I'm looking at the grid here at TSP.gov, and we'll link that up on the in-depth page at federalnewsradio.com later this hour. Friday, July 10th. The C fund closed at about $10.30 a share, 31 cents a share, and closing price list last Friday was $11.50 a share. And, I mean, that's really almost a 10% gain in 2 weeks. So I can understand why it might seem like a good idea to go in and out. If you can get out and in at the right time, but I guess you got to figure it out twice.
Well, you do, and you know, you have to be careful, because sometimes that could be viewed as timing the market if you're trying to do it too frequently. We always do, I don't like to use the word preach, but we preach rebalancing your account periodically. if one of the funds is going up significantly, you want to sell off at a certain point and buy into some of the other funds so you're diversified. But individuals can't follow all of the markets that closely. That was why we instituted the life cycle funds. The plan will do it for you at no cost, and it's the safest way for the participant to get it done and the simplest, because the plan automatically does it for you on a regular basis at no cost. Your account is rebalanced and reallocated. It keeps you diversified and keeps you current with the pricing movements in the market.
I'm still not convinced, I have to say, that every financial person out there is an expert and is able to predict what's going to happen. In fact, the evidence that any number of people have done as far as studies and so forth indicate that that's far from the case. But even given that fact, I've taken to watching some of the financial shows on TV over the last couple of weeks where the analysts are talking about stocks and so forth and trying to figure out shorts and I'm short this and I'm long that and I'm doing puts and calls. And what that says to me is that there's a whole lot of people out there, Gary, that have a whole lot more information than I will ever hope to have or be able to understand. And so no matter what I do, unless I'm taking an approach like the thrift savings plan where I'm buying indexes and I reap the benefits and, of course, do have to suffer the losses of the entire market, no matter what happens, if I don't take that approach, I'm almost at a disadvantage from the start.
Well, there are experts, and you know, nobody knows everything about every market. In fact, at most of the large investment houses, you'll have an analyst that only specializes in a few stocks in a particular industry. So you can't expect a normal run-of-the-mill person who isn't in the investment industry to have any concept of what's going on. It's no different than if you're gambling in Vegas, because there's just so much information out there. That's why it's good to stick broad-based and do the basic allocation rather than trying to pick it. And you hit on something else in the first part of your remarks, Francis, is you've got a lot of brokers out there who are with puts, calls, et cetera. They're either betting that the price of a stock is going to go up or that it's going to go down, and hopefully they have no inside information on that. And, as we've seen with a lot of studies, about 10% of money managers are beating a particular index in a given year, and you know they're not doing that year in and year out. So most people are simply taking a bet.
Mm-hmm. Gary Emilio is the former executive director of the Thrift Savings Plan on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Gary, we'll keep going in just a moment on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
This week on Fed Talk, hosts Bill Bransford and Maria Coleman will be joined by Carol Bonasaro, president of the Senior Executives Association, to discuss the survey SEA has just launched for GS-14 and GS-15 level employees. Fed Talk is hosted by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, Villa, and Roth every Friday at 11 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. Each week, Fed Talk guests discuss the latest federal community events that impact you. Listen this Friday on your computer or radio. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk, because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization.
My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
IT professionals. With today's shifting economy, there's never been a better time to upgrade your education and credentials and increase your value as a professional. You can accomplish these goals with a completely online master's degree in information systems from UMBC, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. It's a credential that makes a difference. The fall 2009 application deadline ends August 16th. Visit onlinems.umbc.edu today.
Whoever said that you must only talk about politics or your brand of religion to have a great life? Whoever said that you should only have one interest? Explore different people and different perspectives. That's right, get out of the box. I'm Coach Lynn. Listen, no spin, no shock. I'm bringing a little flavor.
Listen for the Lynn Johnson Motivational Radio Show Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 1500 and 820 a.m.
Radio 1500 AM helps you stay informed of the latest government mandates, IT innovations, and management trends. Weekday mornings, listen to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris from 6 to 10. Tom and Jane have 20 years of combined experience in the federal market. They talk to principals, thought leaders, and game changers and provide the analysis and perspective you need to make the right decisions for your agency and business. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
We're back on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're talking Thrift Savings Plan and Your Money with Gary Emilio, former executive director of the TSP. And Gary, during the break, I pulled out my handy little Excel spreadsheet and figured out something that I wanted to see what you thought of it. If at the after the March 9th lows, you sold $1,000 worth of your C fund, that was $7.87 was what it closed at. That means you sold 127.06 shares of the C, okay, to get your $1,000 and you moved it into, a lot of people at that point moved it to the G fund and so forth.
Right.
If you wanted to get online today and buy that back because you thought, okay, we've really hit the bottom, we're going up from here, S&P is at 970, whatever, so I'm going to buy it back now at 1150 a share, it would cost you $1,461.25.
Yep.
What's that tell you?
That tells you that you actually have lost money over the long term because you have had to spend more money to wind up repurchasing the same amount of shares you had before. Or, conversely, if you repurchase with the amount of dollars you netted before, you're going to wind up with less shares.